Brother David Morrison.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here tonight. And I am just grateful for everything that God has done and that God is doing. You may be seated. Pastor Harry asked me in the car today. He said, I'm just really curious to know what you think of our church and what are some observations that you have. And one observation that I have is growth and a culture of growth. Who did you teach this to today?
What's the target?
Disciple makers.
Yes.
And I think that is incredible. And then also Brother Gavin is following leadership because growth trickles down. Growth trickles down. And so Brother Gavin is talking with two young men about ministry. I love the library. I think that is amazing. Growth being presented to you. And again, growth trickles down. So here's something that I heard in nearly every conversation I had with an adult. So how are you doing? Oh, I'm a little overwhelmed. I am finishing up nursing school. I'm working on this degree. I'm working on that. Because when we have a culture of growth, it trickles down. And so we are growing in the kingdom of God, growing professionally. I want to be a part of something that's growing. Amen? I want to see life, and I see life at this church. Amen? Amen. Absolutely. I see life. I see growth, and I see fruit, and there is a lot of exciting things going on. I tell you, a lot of times I go from a Wednesday to a Sunday, and I take vacation time. Rose even said, Daddy, we're going on vacation. When she ran into the annex over there, she said, it looked like a zebra decorated this room. And that was a compliment, by the way. She said, it looks like a zebra decorated this room. You were over there when she said that. She said, now she is absolutely sound asleep on the front row now. And so she said, we're just going to have a vacation. Well, Wednesday night we spoke, and then Thursday I went to Amish country, and then Thursday night I was with your youth pastor for 4 hours, and then on Friday I went to Columbus to see a friend, preach Friday night. I'm tired already. Went to Taco Bell, and then yesterday I was with the Sunday school directors, and we were there 4 hours. We had a great time, and today, and went eight today, and talked to young leaders today, and man, but I got to be with so many of the people of this church and so much life, and I'm really excited about it. When you have worship like this, the preacher in me wants to really rear back and preach, but I feel led to stay with the theme of what's happening here, and I want to talk about family. So it's going to be different. I don't know why I ever say that, because you see me minister one time, you probably get an idea it's going to be different, but I just feel like I need to say that each time, that it's going to be different. So I am going to need to raise the lights up for what we're going to do, and I'm going to ask for all of the family units to sit together. So I'm going to need you to move around, and I need you to adopt anyone that's hanging out. So nobody is to be by yourself. Adopt somebody. Adopt somebody. I'm going to ask for all of the family units to sit together. And just hang close, because I'm going to have to do some stuff. Instead of a real sermon format, this is going to be more of a family seminar type format. So I just kind of need you to roll with me a little bit, work with me. I do feel I have some things to share with you that is going to touch all of us. Alrighty. These are some beautiful families. Where's my buddy at? Each family needs a takeout bag. There's going to be so much truth given right now. They're going to need a takeout bag, a pen, and a piece of paper. So he's going to need some helpers, and get your takeout bag. Come on down here, buddy. Just jump on down here. Absolutely. Look at this young man, sharp in a suit, looking good. Been coming to church regular. He was the first one in the prayer line Friday night. Got a great touch from the Lord. And like I said, there's growth taking place around here. There's life. And I love life. Amen. And so I'm going to talk to you tonight about how to create the perfect selfie. All right? I know you need this, right? You need this in your life right now. I can tell. How to create a perfect selfie. So does every family unit have a cell phone? Are there any family units that do not have a cell phone that can take pictures? Do we have any family units? This is 2018. There's not a family in the building that's raised their hand yet. Can everybody take pictures? Now, hey, don't get ahead of me. Don't get ahead of me. This is going to be an interactive workshop. All right? Okay, so everybody. Now, the craze, if you don't know this, is to take selfies. I did it. I mean, we take selfies of ourselves, but we take selfies of everything. I did it Friday night. No, it was last night, Brother Scott. Was it last night? Yeah. Where were we eating? Southside Diner. And I asked the offhanded comment, I said, do you have chocolate chip pancakes? She said, I'm sorry, we don't have chocolate chip pancakes, but we have strawberry pancakes, and what we can do is we can put chocolate on the strawberry pancakes. I said, talk to me. That sounds good. Hallelujah. The Spirit started moving in that diner. And I'm telling you, she said, do you want two or three? I said, two would be just fine. And they were both about 4 inches thick. And they were covered with strawberries. She said, you want whipped cream? I said, I want it all. And there was whipped cream. And there was chocolate. And there was strawberries. And, ooh, mama, they were good. And I ate every single bite. It was amazing. But before, I took a selfie of my pancakes. That's how good they were. There's some things that are so good in life, you just need to share with everybody else. And so I believe your family is the most important thing you can share with the world. Amen? I believe that. I believe that your family is ordained by God. And God created the family in His image. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Now, first thing I need you to do is I need every family to take 3 selfies of your family right now. So stand up, move around, find you a nice spot. Got Whoop Whoop banners if you need a background. You can use the wall, whatever you need to do. Get your family and take 3 selfies. Don't do anything else. Just take, there's instructions how to make a perfect selfie. Just take 3 pictures. Take 3 pictures. And you're welcome to just play some music when we have these breaks. You're welcome to play some music in the background. Okay, we got some. We're taking some funny pictures of our family, some silly pictures, all right? That's exactly what we're getting ready to talk about. What is the picture of your family? Are you a happy family? Are you an angry family? Do you not know? Very good. And go ahead and settle in when you do got it. That's awesome. I'm seeing some fun pictures over here. I'm seeing some goofy pictures.
Healer.
think we're getting a little out of hand here, but that's all right. That's all right. The family unit, something to be proud of. Something to be proud of. Don't have as many family units that we used to have in our culture. All right. Point number one.
We're still...
Okay, once the music stops, that means the activity's over, okay? All right, all right. It's a workshop. It is not a marathon. All right. So point number one, you have to choose your best picture. What is the best picture of your family? Right now, I'm speaking right now in terms of your family. What is the best picture? Now, okay, focus for a minute. I know we're excited. Focus. I'm glad I hit a good nerve here. All right, focus. Focus. Okay, I know there's hardly any children here. One, two, three. Shh. With the adults. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you your directions in a second. You took three pictures. You're going to have to keep one picture and delete the other ones. Or, no, just in your mind, okay? Now, here's the point. If you were to delete those other pictures, are those other pictures bad? Are those other pictures unnecessary? Here's what Scripture says. In Jesus' name, let it be so. So God created man, family, in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. There have been times where I have taken a bunch of pictures of my daughter. And I was looking for the right picture for the right scenario, so I deleted some other pictures. Didn't mean I didn't love Rose. Didn't mean that those others were not dad-worthy. It's just that I was looking for the right picture. Have you ever heard that phrase, we're putting our best foot forward? What does that mean in terms of your family? What does it mean for your family to put your best foot forward? Here's what I want you to do. On your bag, you're going to keep track of your answers. We got some questions for you. Discussion question number one. What does it mean for our families spiritual selfie to reflect the image of God? Let me put it in a simpler way. What does it mean for your family to put your best foot forward? I want you to take 2 minutes or so, talk with your family, write it on your bag. What does it mean? What is the best picture of your family? What does it mean to put your best foot forward? You may talk now. Record your answers on the paper. The questions are going to get easier. Maybe. What does it mean? Oh, you know what? Just put it on the bag. That way we just keep track of the bag. We'll probably use that paper for something else at the end. What does it mean to put your best foot forward? We know every family has those moments where there's a meltdown taking place and things aren't okay. We know those. That's not what we're talking about. What is your best picture for your family? the rate we're going, it might be. All right, just give me a thumbs up if we've got something written down. All right, all right. Okay, very good, very good, very good. All right. So now here's the activity I want you to do. Choose one picture that you're going to use for the remainder of this service. Pick one picture because we're going to do more activities with that picture. You don't have to delete everything, but pick one picture. What is the picture of your family? Do I have three people that feels comfortable sharing your picture? What is your best foot forward? Yes, right here. Real loud and clear for me. Oh, oh, that's a beautiful picture. What does it mean to put your best foot forward? What was your answer? Three answers really quick. Family devotions at dinner is how you put your best foot forward. That's awesome. You're talking. I remember that with our family. Dad was really big on that. That's beautiful. I need two more people because we don't want to just talk in abstracts. I want you to understand what we're referring to today. Yes, sir.
Our family is hospitable and approachable. We not only have open door, but open lives.
Oh, wow. What is the difference? Open door and open lives.
Well, not only is your home open for people to come in, but your lives are open to accept people into.
Wow. Very, very. Yeah. That's beautiful. I love it. I love it. Amen. Amen. Okay. One more. One more. Share the ideas. Everybody's going to share tonight, okay? I'm not in a hurry. Pastor already told me I could go to 7:30 a.m. So we're locking. The doors are locked. You're not able to leave the building, so don't even try. Do you see that it worked? I had a hand went up instantly. Okay, beautiful. Yes, ma'am. Excellent. Excellent. For the Moreheads, our best foot forward is ministering to others. It doesn't have to be at church. Whether it's my wife being a superintendent of a public school district and ministering to her board or the community, or my daughter having a big dream to give to Jude's Children's Hospital and trying to give things there, talking to one another, just trying to serve one another. That is when we're serving, that's when we're putting our best foot forward. Okay, so very good. Number two, the way that you can take your very... this is my picture. No, go ahead and that's a terrible picture, but go ahead. Go back one. There we go. So there were three pictures, and then there was one. Beautimous. Okay, that was taken a long time ago. It's awful, but nonetheless... Crop your picture. Crop it. That means you're going to get rid of something. Here's what Scripture says. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If you're going to have a perfect selfie or a perfect family photo, you're going to have to delete some things. My wife says when I say difficult things, I should smile real big so it doesn't seem like I'm mad. You're going to have to crop some things out. You're going to have to stop doing some things that you're doing currently in order to have the perfect family spiritual photo. Isn't that exciting? You love that, don't you? I can feel it in the... No, I don't feel it in the spirit. My flesh is saying, no! Discussion. So with your family and your bag, you're going to write down your answers. What are some things you need to crop out of your family? What are some things you need to delete from your family? For my family, I'm going to tell you, and Rose, you may want to cover your ears right now. We need as a family to delete some screen time. Not that we're sinning, not that we're looking at bad stuff. We just looking at the phone too much and the iPad too much. We just doing it way too much. So we are going to have to put in some guidelines, and that's a family discussion we're getting ready to have. That's one thing that needs to go. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. It don't have to be a sin to get in our way and slow us down for our best picture. If we want to minister more, there's some things we are going to have to crop out. For the Moorhead family, that's screen time. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes, let you talk with your group, and come up with some things you need to delete from your family. Now, this is not open mic night. This is not confessional booth here. Just general things we're talking about that needs to be deleted. That's my man. There we go. There we go. I love preaching the Word of God. I love hearing the Word preached. The Bible also talks about reason together. Come, let us reason together. Sometimes we need to talk about some actual things so we can make some lasting change. Own discussion right now. Thumbs up if we got it. We got one thumbs up. Okay. Who feels, it looks like we have a war going on, okay? We need to crop out fighting right over here. I'm just spilling that. Okay, I'm sorry. all right, who feels brave? Again, this is not a confession booth here, but yes. Okay, so Pinterest with time consuming, is that what we're talking? Okay. Oh, hey, I've got a Pinterest account. I am not afraid to say it. I think real men do Pinterest. Probably not. Okay. I need some more. Very good, guys. What's some things we need to cut out? Yes. Electronics. I feel a theme moving in the spirit here, okay? All right, what's some things we need to cut out? The schedule. Okay, all right, very, very good. You cannot crop out any family members. That's not part of what we're doing here, okay? You can't delete a spouse or a child, the main part of your income, okay? You know, Yes, I need somebody from this section. Not much sharing. Okay. Excellent. Thank you for being transparent. That's beautiful. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Okay. If you do everything, you don't really do anything. Yes, sir. You see how he pivoted all right to her? I mean, started so good and then just pivoted all right to her. That is awesome. I mean, like, it was soaking it. Drop him out. No. All right. Very, very good. Okay, so here's what we need to do. Take that picture. This is your action step. Crop. Take your main primary picture and crop it out. Crop it out. Okay, you're going to need this picture here in a few minutes, all right? This is a whole process of what we're doing here. Got to be on board. Got to keep up here. Crop it out. Okay, excellent. Number three, frame your picture. Anybody ever put a frame on your picture using social media or these picture, different sites, different apps? Okay, here's what Scripture says. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Your family picture needs borders. The truth is our border. Let me give you an example. Okay, question. I'm sorry, back up. Question, what type of borders do we need to place around our family? Example, Moreheads need submission. You need submission too. I'm just going with a guess. A pastor, Pastor Harry, Bishop Kramer, thank you both for allowing me to be here. And great men, great, great men. And you have a great legacy. I asked Bishop Kramer how long he's been here. Over 40 years. Is that correct? That is stability. That is leadership. That's foundation. Pastor Harry, how long have you been here? 12 years and grew up here. There's a lot of history and heritage right here. Those are men of God. Those are borders and boundaries that will keep you safe. If you don't believe in boundaries, then go drive on the road with no guardrails. Go through the mountains with no guardrails. Hey, just take your brakes off and go around the mountains. No, we got safety mechanisms put in on purpose for a reason. Prayer, fasting, God's Word, just our scriptural, biblical disciplines that keep us safe and help us grow. This room is full of tools. I took my phone out and I videoed the entire library and sent it to my wife because it is amazing. We want to have, every church I've ever been in preaches and talks and teaches about having good spiritual disciplines. This is one of the first places I've ever found that has true tools to help people do that. So great job. And I hear, Sister Andrea, you have a big piece in that. That is great for this church to do that. So discuss with your family. We can back up one slide. Discuss with your family what types of borders do you need to place around your family. If you already have some good borders, let's identify those. If you only have a couple, let's add to them. If you don't have any, let's put something in place. So take 2 minutes. And talk about borders that you have for your family. or need to have for your family.
I could chase after greatness. First of all,
I'm already hearing really good conversations.
Lose myself to be found where you want me. I can do all the right things, sing the words till they bleed.
We're going to have some supervision right over here. I don't really know what's going on. Talk about some borders. I mean, wow.
So I won't waste my breath. Stop the love.
You're in some great conversations. Okay, 1 minute. 1 minute.
I could speak like the angels, prophesy knowing both. I could live with the faith to move mountains. Should I die like a martyr, give my will to the Lord.
All right, here we go. I need somebody from each section to help me out. Yes, ma'am. Lead by example. All right. All right. Somebody else. Yes. Social media cutoff time. Very, very, very good. Very, very good. Yes. One more time. Who we surround ourselves with. We're going to have a border that not just anyone can affect the family and infect the family. Bubba, that's really good. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Praying for each other. It's not just about my picture, but it's a composite of all of our pictures affecting each other. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. A whole lot of conversations going on right here. You got anything you want to share? We have a lot of discussion taking place right now on social media, and I think we're going to take 5 here in a minute and talk about that. Pray for each other. Your border is each other. Absolutely. That's beautiful. Thank you. Holiness is a border. Absolutely. Living, presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice. Absolutely. Every person I've ever met in life has a border. Do you know everybody has modesty standards? Some are really high and some are really low, but Okay. We're just trying to live ours according to God's Word. Amen. Yes. Oh, my word. If the Bible says yes, our family says
yes.
If the Bible says no, our family says
no.
That's awesome. You were very well spoken with that. Great, great job. We have to have boundaries with our family. And nobody likes to say no to anybody. And it's difficult sometimes. But boundaries are safety nets. They give us safety. And I want to be safe. I want my daughter to feel safe. I want kids that come in to feel safe. And I'll just tell you right now, big compliment to you, Sister Harry. You're one of the second or third time my daughter's ever stayed with anybody today. Because we just don't do that. Anybody can come to our house. She just don't go to anybody else's house because that's a border that we have that we're going to make sure that she is safe. That's just our family. Well, you know, you're just insulating her. There's going to be a time where she's going to experience life and sin and all of that stuff, but we don't have to start that right now at age 7. Okay, sorry about that. I'm trying not to meddle here. But we have to build borders. Here's the thing. And my wife is a superintendent. My wife works in the public school system, has for 18 years. And here's what she will tell you if she was here today. You have to advocate for your children. Nobody else will. All right? There's not a teacher that you're going to have to be able to rely on down the hall. You are going to have to go to the school and make sure things are good, make sure things are right. You have to make sure your child's not being bullied. You have to make sure that substances are not coming into the home. You have to make sure that your child is being cared for because you are the parent. Amen? Amen. And so my daughter does not go to my wife's school district. We've had lots of conversations, but conflict of interest, we just, because Rose already started, well, my mom's the superintendent. So we're like, okay, we probably shouldn't do that, at least not yet. And but I'll tell you what my wife did. First day, she went and talked to the teacher. Very first day of school, she sent my daughter's first grade teacher, she sent her a big thing of chocolate roses on day one. And she said, I would love just to have a picture of my daughter in class every once in a while. And on teacher day, there are roses. On Valentine's Day, you're bribing her. Yep, that's what we're doing. But you know what? When we call the teacher or text the teacher, guess what we get? A response. You're absolutely right. And every day, I'm picking up Rose in person and saying, how did baby girl do today? I want to know. So if you are present with the teacher, with the school, you're going to have a lot more success. Well, they don't talk to me. No, they probably don't. Go talk to them. If you're the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and I have no problem as a parent being that squeaky wheel. I want to know how my daughter's doing. So it's amazing. We constantly, Miss Connor, in first grade, we constantly got pictures from Miss Connor of Rose. Second grade, Bobby said, we're going to make sure this happens again. So we're sending stuff constantly and talking and affirming and helping the teachers. Is there anything we can do for you? Not that we just need you to do something for us. And guess what we get constantly? We get pictures from Miss Tickner constantly. Of our little baby girl. And so she wants us to know, hey, I'm giving attention to your daughter because you're giving attention to me. And so, yes, we're going to build borders. We're going to be active. We're going to be involved in what's happening. I don't know if you know. I'm sure you can identify this. I can be gone for a week and come back, And I can tell you who my daughter's been hanging out with without even talking to her, without even asking her who she's hung out with, because if she's acting sweet, she's been hanging out with Juliana. If she's been acting not so sweet, she's been hanging out with somebody else, but I'm not going to name their name. And so I can tell just by who she's hanging out with. So we're going to limit those times with others, and we're going to allow this Juliana relationship to flourish. Does that make sense? Okay, amen. All right, enough said. So now what you need to do is place a border around your picture, your physical picture that you have on your phone. You need to place a border around your picture. We're halfway there, but we're going to hasten to the throne, I promise. You are a great group. It has been a blessing. I love the family unit. We don't have it perfect. There is not a perfect family picture anywhere. But we keep working at it. We keep cropping. We keep framing. We keep working on the family unit. And we're going to get some things right on some weeks and some things wrong on the other weeks. But we're going to work about it. We're going to work on it. All right. Create a border around your picture. Give me a thumbs up if you got your border. Okay. Our next one. Some apps don't have borders, but they may have this one. Put a filter on your picture. Filter your picture. Filter. 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 Have you ever met anybody that don't have a filter? Quit pointing at your spouse. Can I give a public service announcement right now? Not everything needs to be placed on Facebook. Do you see my smile? I'm trying to be really nice and kind. Drive by slow? Is that what I heard? Okay. What does that mean? Somebody's needing some clarity. Repeat what I just said. Okay. Read my lips. Not everything that happens in your family needs to be posted on Facebook. And I, as a pastor, when I was pastoring and would get a text from somebody, have you by chance looked at so-and-so's Facebook page today? The only response I ever had was a deep hit in the gut. I knew it was not good. Somebody said, make a point. I'm going to try to make it nice. I have been privy to people posting family, husband and wife separations on Facebook, putting family business on Facebook. This doesn't happen here. It happens in other places, right? Okay? All right? I'm sure this is all news to you. And then this whole subtext thing. Anybody know what subtext is? Anybody know what a subtweet is? I tell you, in church tonight, that guy leading worship was way too exuberant for me. Now, I haven't said Brother Gavin's name, but if you know I was in this church, you know exactly who I'm talking about. And so I'm going to put 14 posts tearing down Brother Gavin, but I'm never going to say his name. It's called sub-tweeting or sub-texting. It's a whole cultural phenomenon. I've been to churches and preached, and I saw a post tonight was the greatest sermon I ever heard. And that was a negative comment towards their pastor. Can I tell you this week, this is not the greatest sermon you've ever heard. Your pastor and bishop preaches the greatest sermons you've ever heard in this church. I'm just an extra voice adding to the choir, to the chorus, okay? And so these subtexts and this culture of putting everything out there, I used to tell our church, if something's going on, tell somebody your issue, not everybody. And please don't put it on Facebook. Okay, are we clear? I think we're clear on that now, right? Okay, all right, filter your picture. The Moorhead family has some, let's go first to the Word of the Lord. And we are hastening, we're going to hustle really quick here. My eyes can't see that far, and I almost did it. Sister Angie told me, hey, that's what a border's for. I'm walking way too close to the edge. My dad pastored for 30 years, and when he'd get really preaching and when he would talk plain, he would take his glasses off and close his eyes. That way he couldn't see the congregation. And I had been in the audience 3 or 4 times when my dad, Bishop Kramer, literally walked right off the platform. I mean, just he'd take his glasses off and just walk right off. Thankfully, he was always spared and never injured. But nonetheless, here's what Philippians 4 and 8 says. Finally, if you need some filters and you don't know where to find them, this is a good place to start right here. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Here's a discussion. What filters do you need to use for your family to be more like Christ? Let me give you some examples. These are 6 principles, and then my wife sent me a text, 7 principles. Moorheads stick together. That's something we say over and over and over. Moorheads follow directions. We try to, okay? These are all things we try to filter life through. Moorheads take care of each other, much like stick together. Moorheads go to church. I had preached all week. I'd preached like 5 times in 6 days. And I came home. It was a Wednesday night. I was tired. I was dead tired. And I told Bobby, I have been preaching. We've had enough church. We're going to be saved. I'm just staying home tonight. I can't possibly. I had driven all day long. And Rose walked in and said, but Dad, Moorheads go to church. So you know what I did? I got up, put my shoes on, got dressed, and we went to church. If you're going to say it, you also have to live it. Big smile again, right? Okay. Moorheads stick together. Moorheads go to church. My phone's cutting out on me. Hallelujah. It is on the screen behind me. Moorheads go to church. Moorheads never give up. Moorheads never give up. Moorheads work hard. That's something we believe in. And then I had missed this one, so I'm the bad guy here, but my wife said, Moorheads pray together. Moorheads pray. And so here are some filters. I'm going to give you 2 minutes, quick minutes, teacher time. We'll see how long we need, actually. What filters do you need for your family? And write them on your paper really quick. You may begin.
Let me say it's
Do we have any filters that you would like to share? What are some filters? We're going to start this way and work. What are some filters we have in? Pastor, you feel brave?
Pray together.
Yes.
Go to church. Play and laugh together.
Love it. And if you've been around here for a while, Harry's laugh together. I tell you what, Pastor Harry, just an instant friend. I told him today when he was down here doing the jumping jacks on Wednesday night, and then he and I were doing jumping jacks, and then we started doing the push-ups. I said, it's you and me together, and we have no authority around. That's trouble.
That's
trouble. Lots of fun. Got to spend a whole week with him last summer at our camp in Michigan, and there was much laughing that took place. And laughing builds families. It truly does. Find a way to laugh. My wife and I was having a serious moment of intense fellowship. That means we were fighting. And I said, let's talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Well, we have childcare. You want to go out to eat? I don't want to eat. I'm not hungry. I said, you know what? Let's put this on pause. Have you ever been fighting and then you realize I have no idea what we're fighting about? Have you ever done that where you've just totally forgotten about it? It was one of those moments for me. I said, here, look, we have childcare. We have not had childcare in like 2 years. So let's play a game. Let's put the argument on hold and just play a game. I don't want to play a game. Okay, I'm playing the game by myself. So I tried to be the leader of my family, went and got the 3 board games, put them on, and sat down, set up the pieces, and I said, will you play just one game? All right, I'll play one game. We were like on game 10, and we were laughing, and Bobby said, what were we fighting about? I said, you know what? I have no idea, because laughter can take care of a bunch of stuff. You need to either stop and pray, laugh, or do both. I mean, do something, but sometimes we just have to shift our perspective. Okay, really quick, other filters in here? Yes, sir.
I used to be a truck driver, and I was going all the time. I'd get out. If the kids complained about any rules that mother come up with, you have to stand behind mother because she's in charge.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So families support each other. Mom and dad support each other. And Bobby and I try really hard to do that. And 7-year-old is really smart, and she tries to bounce us off each other. But we try really hard. And even if we break that and we figure it out, then we go back and fix that. And said, nope, you went to mama, and that's not going to work. So, yes, sir. I love it.
One more was we couldn't go anywhere when the kids were small. We couldn't take the kids. We got grandkids now, and we still can't go anywhere because the grandkids can't go with us. So that's a good rule. If the grandkids ain't welcome there, we ain't got no business.
I could say so much about that right now. I got in trouble myself on social media about that one particular thing, and we have a rule: if Rose isn't welcome, David and Bobby's not welcome, because she's with us. And that's just. And so, if you send me a wedding invitation that says no children allowed, then Rose, we won't be there. that's just the way it is. But people are starting to get more family conscience, and we are working through those barriers. And so now it's funny, we'll get invitations, and Rose's name will be right on there, David, Bobby, and Rose, because Rose goes with us, yes. Yes. Very, very good. I've always talked about the 3 gates that will affect you. The eye gate, things that you see that and that means reading and magazines and Hulu and Netflix and TV and all of those kind of apps, all those kind of things, and things we hear, and the things, the ear gate and the mouth gate, things we say. We got to be careful what we see. If someone is talking bad about your pastor or your church, big smile again. I'm sorry, but that doesn't work here. So I was a 26-year-old youth pastor. I was at my church, and I was in the church, and a man came to me while I was in the building working and explicitly attacked my pastor to me. Someone went to my pastor and said, I heard Brother Moorhead yelling and screaming in the basement at Brother so-and-so. And so I got told on because I went off. I'm a pastor's son. I've raised, and I went off. And pastor brought me in and said, now, David, you can't yell at the saints. I said, but pastor, he was talking about you. He said, I know that, and I was told that, but that's still not the way to handle that. But you know what? After that incident, it was weird, Brother Harry. Nobody pulled me to the side to criticize the pastor anymore. I only yelled one time, and it was done. I didn't have to do that anymore. And the reality is, if you stop somebody once and say, I'm sorry, honey, why don't you take that to God? Because that's none of my business. It's amazing. They're like, word travels fast. But if you say, oh, now what else happened? Then they know you're a safe place to talk to. And that's what my wife says when people come and say, this parent said this. And she, why are you safe to talk to about all this? Why do they feel comfortable to come give you all their baggage? Because you got some kind of a sign that's out there. And so as Moorheads, that's another thing we do is we're loyal. And no, you're not talking about my church. We may have an issue. There will be issues that will come from time to time. But this is my church. This is my pastor. That's my bishop. That's my youth pastor. That's my Sunday school director. All right, really quick, we're going to hurry. If you can put a filter on your, I've been saying we're going to hurry all night, haven't I? Okay, if you'll put a filter on your picture, I'm not even going to say what I heard. Never mind, I'm going to get myself in so much trouble. Okay, never mind. All right, next, go ahead and put a filter on your picture. Go ahead and put a filter on your picture. We're coming home now. We're going to go for a 10-minute overtime, and I promise we're landing the plane. Now go ahead and open an app that you can share your picture. Do not share your picture. So we've been talking about we're all going to scale back from social media. Do that after this activity, okay? At the end of this message, everybody can go into media fast, but in order for this to be effective, I need you to hang on just a few more minutes with your social media account. This may backfire on me. All right, you're going to get your picture ready. Get it ready to send, but not yet, because there's something very important you have to do if you're going to share it. You have to have a hashtag. Yes, it's not truly a selfie. The selfie hasn't actually happened in this generation if there's not a hashtag. Okay? So what is the hashtag of your family? What is the motto of your family? If you were going to have a life motto, see, hashtags are really important. That tells the world what your picture's all about. So you'll post that beautiful picture of pancakes, and you'll go hashtag best food ever. And everybody's like, oh. So Okay, it's ridiculous. It really is. But hashtag, and then you say whatever's really important. So ours, if you'll put our example up there, this is the day. That's our hashtag for our family. Our family life verse that we have that we quote every day. This right here is the day that the Lord hath made. We, all three of us, will rejoice. We're going to have a good attitude in this day, even if this was supposedly the worst day that has ever happened. We are still going to rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. At my mother, I told this Friday night, and I thought of, not everyone heard this. My mother was 58 years old. She had never been hospitalized, was never sick. Told my dad, "Honey, my chest hurts." Dad said, "Well, let's go to the doctor just to see what's going on." 18 hours later, my mother had passed away. She was 58 years old. She was a pastor's wife for 25 years and 30 years. And I remember 20 years in that same city, there was 800 people at my mother's funeral. There were people from 18 states that was there. There were flowers from about 30-something states. It was an amazing outpouring of love. And I'll never forget my father. I was sitting by him on the second row. Dad got up, came down to the casket. They had been raising money. My mother always wanted to go on an Alaskan cruise. They were saving money for their 40th anniversary. It was their 39 and a half years of marriage. They were 6 months away from their Alaskan cruise. And Dad came down, grabbed a hold of that casket, and in front of all of those people, he raised his hand, and he began to worship the Lord. And I watched my father dance across the front of my mother's funeral. And what Dad was doing was he was sounding a signal for every pastor in that district, for every member of the family, for every member of his church, that this has devastated us, but the Moreheads will go on. This is the day that the Lord has made. And even though we're leaving Mama to rest, we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. And what happened is we had an old-fashioned stomp-down, shout-down country service in that funeral, because Dad was setting a sound as the leader of the home that choose you this day whom we will serve. But far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's the kind of filter that you need, as you'll stand with me. That's the kind of filter that every family has to have. You're going to have heartaches. I've got off my notes, but I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You're going to have things that are going to happen, but we are going to serve the Lord. Me and my wife have been talking a lot. When we enter the church, we've made a covenant with each other when we're walking in those doors. No matter what happens in church today, we will not be offended. I will not be offended if the music's too loud. I will not be offended if it's too cold. I will not be offended if someone don't talk to me. I will not be offended if the guest speaker goes too long. I will not be offended no matter what. Because offense is a choice. And I've decided that my family, we're not going to be offended no matter what. You can't offend me out of this gospel. You can't offend me out of this church. You can't offend me out of the Word of God. You can't offend me out of my principles. I am here, and I'm here to stay. Now, here's what I need you to do. You're going to put your hashtag on your picture, and then we got to post our picture. If you can put the social media of the church up there, Yeah, we're just going right down to the end so we can go. Post your picture with your hashtag of your family motto. I know I'm rushing you a little bit. Get that family motto. And not yet, but when I tell you, what I want you to do is I want you to post it. But I want you to put it on the church account. Will it allow that, or do you have to approve all that? Okay. So, I just copied it right off the page. Okay. All right. So go ahead and tag the church, and we're going to go live with our picture. There comes a point in time where you got to go live with your faith, live with your Christianity, live with your ministry, live with your family, and we're going to live for God no matter what. I refuse to be offended. A great book that I think every member of every church, there's a couple books, but Unoffendable is a book that every Christian should read. Unoffendable. I will not be offended no matter what happens. I have watched too many people leave the church, and the number one, in my estimation, the number one reason that people leave the church is offense. I am not going to be offended. And there's another great book. I am a church member. Tom Rainer, I am a church member, and church members pray for their pastor, is what the book says. Church members attend church every service they possibly can. Church members are in small groups, whether it be Sunday school or whatever it may be. Church members attend church. That's a novel idea, right? Church members live for God. All right, are we ready to post? Are we ready to post? Let's go ahead and post our picture. And if you're a little behind, that's okay. Just post something. Here's the beautiful thing. Here's the beautiful thing. When we post all of our pictures, when we have our individual pictures, when you put them all together, it's a collage. And that is what the family of Christ is all about. It's about a collage. I have preached numerous funerals when there were more church members in attendance at the funeral than there were family members, because the church is the body of Christ. It's a big collage of all of us together. I know we went late. Will you just group in each section and let's pray together? Let's make a collage in each section right here, and let's just pray together. Let's pray that God will put a pavilion on our families, that God will put a divine, holy filter on every family. We've got to put filters on our own family, but I'm asking for God to put a filter on my family. God, I want a divinely orchestrated move of the Holy Ghost to filter everything we do. Will you just group up wherever? I just want to see groups of people group together. It don't matter where you're at. That's okay. Just try to get together. I want to send us off in prayer. I want to send us off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray you touch every family. We are only as strong as the families of our church. I pray for strong families. I pray for strong disciples. I pray you touch every member, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, build our families. Let our families proclaim to the world that we are you. We are part of you. We are part of the cause of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Touch every family in Jesus' name. Touch every family in Jesus' name. Strong families build strong churches. Strong families bring strong revival. Strong families build strong departments, youth ministries, and Sunday school ministries. Strong families will turn this community upside down. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let our picture be righteous. Let our picture be holy. Let our picture be pleasing to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. I want to show my best picture forward. I put my best foot forward. I want to show the glory of the Lord to the world in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.